God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet the Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Adieu and greetings, earthlings. I know you're out there somewhere in radio listening land, each in your own little places. And those of you who aren't going to hear this radio show, greetings to you too. I have to apologize because last week I pled as an excuse my birthday, and so I was a reprobate, irresponsible, indolent, all kinds of other words. But that's how it went. I should have got my show to James, but I didn't. Somehow or another, go right by me, and now I sit here in chagrin, embarrassment, unhappiness, and a great many other things. Because, you know, I should have taken James into consideration, but I was only thinking of myself, as far as I remember. Anyway, that was my birthday. I prayed, excuse for my birthday, and I didn't really even have a birthday. Didn't get any presents, didn't have a party. All I can remember is I didn't get hassled very much. Other than that, it was just another day. Well, that's how it goes for me. I don't know why. I think it's just some kind of a karmic thing. Anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about God, I don't know what. You know, the last few days, I've been in the land of lack of sleep and lack of food. Certain commodities that are basic to the sane running of the personal engine. Now, no one can accuse me of sane running. I'm not really the poster boy for that, and don't intend to be. But anyway. These are important things, I suppose, if you're concerned with things like health and stuff, but those are kind of secondary to me. You know, I'm much more concerned with my state of mind and whether I'm on the 37th floor of the elevator where, as you well know, there's a missing floor there, and I tend to hang out there. Anyway, it's always around the corner, everything in life, around the corner, but there are no corners. Keep going around the corner, it might take you 500 times until you realize you've already been around the corner a whole bunch of times, and you are going in circles. Yes, you're repeating yourself. And it can be unfortunate. Tonight I might repeat myself because I don't have much of an idea what I'm saying, but I'm going to make this radio show happen. I'm really not, what's the word we use? In my right mind? But that doesn't make sense because I'm never in my right mind. But I'm together, is that the word? I'm kind of not together. I mean, I went to two major parties the last two nights. One of them ended at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the other one ended at, 4 or 5, I don't know. And then I went down to this park that I tell you about, which is where I hang out a lot. But a month ago, something told me I was going to meet someone there. So for a month, I've been going down and hanging out there. Last night I went down, it was very cold, about 5 o'clock. I'm sitting out there, and I'm thinking, I never did this before, and it's like so many things I do now that don't make any sense. I thought if I see anybody, I'm going to say, hey, why don't you come over at my house and let's talk for a while, you know, because I'm not going to sleep. And obviously you're not going to sleep. You're here. And so come on over, have some wine. We'll have a chat. Of course, no one showed up, so I couldn't say it to anyone. And then I started walking home and I thought, someone's following me. Look behind me. There's nobody following me. Go down the street to where you turn up to my house. Look back down the street. Nobody there. Get to the top of the street. Stay there for 5 minutes. Look back down. Nobody was coming. Go to the house. Go upstairs. Open my window. Look out from what I can see of the streets. I kept going back there for a couple of hours because I was sure someone was going to come. Left my door cracked with the, you know, that chain in it. And all day long, I thought someone was going to come. Nobody came. And I mean, there's really unusual things going on that I just can't make sense of. I try, but you know, that's not one of my strong points. Because things don't generally make sense anyway. So when you try to, you just come off looking like somebody who's trying to adjust existence, like with a television set. In some cases, it is. Anyway, all sorts of unusual things are taking place. I don't know what they mean. I'm trying to understand, but the fact is I don't know. I'm never going to know. And because of that, I might not even ever understand, but I'm going to give it my best shot. You know, I do these blogs. I try to do the stuff that I do. I guess it's halfway useful. People seem to like it. And, you know, meanwhile, I'm going along, and everything to me seems to be just a continuation of whatever was going on before. Go around the corner, continuation of the next thing. You know, same garbage in a new package, constant repetition, and you probably think now, I'm sounding depressed, depressing. I'm not that. I'm setting an example for something, okay? And unfortunately, a lot of times these radio shows, I write these blogs, and people believe I am speaking directly about something that relates to my life or my viewpoint. That's not the case. I am setting an example for a point I'm trying to make. Doesn't really have anything to do with me. Anyway, you know, I've been here about 10 years in Europe. I don't really have any friends here. I'm not a bad guy. I mean, I get along with people, but for some reason, I'm either too wild, too weird, or too strange. No one ever calls me up and says, hey, let's go out for a beer. Let's have some coffee. Let's go here or there. I go out to the clubs and stuff, and I see various people. I have a great time with them. Really nice people. And they were all at these parties the last two nights. And they were all blasted, you know? I had like 3 beers last night. Had 2 through the whole part of the evening until 4 in the morning. Then I had another, and I took it with me. It was full. Went down to the park. And the day before that, I left this party. We went up to another party, and these people kept insisting I come with them, and I'm saying, no, I don't want to be around here, but they insisted I had to, and for some reason, because I was probably out of my mind, I'm going, yeah, okay, I guess I have to. I get up there, there's 2 ladies and 15 guys, and I'm going, no, I don't really want to be here anyway. They're all blasted. Everybody's drunk, and they're all, like, talking nonsense, which is kind of how it is at this bar down there. You go there 20 years ago, you go there 20 years later, you go there yesterday, tomorrow, whatever. It's the same conversation. People change and everything, exact same conversation. And sometimes I don't go in there for a year. I go in there, same people, having the same conversation. And so finally at this one party, I just slipped my shoes on and snuck out of the place. That was it. I was gone. Saw this one friend the next day. What time did the party end? 8 o'clock in the morning. Very glad I left. But, you know, in the meantime, lack of sleep, the land of the lack of sleep, you know, location I've been living in, starting to take its toll. And I look around me at all these people, and they're out of their minds. They're all drunk. Nice people, like I said, but they're all drunk, whacked, and not together. As they're bouncing into each other, they're talking loud and kind of stupid, I suppose is the word. And I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm going, God, I don't know. You know, I want to say something, and I just think anything I say is probably not going to be heard. It won't cut through the miasma of the alcohol. And the town I live in is a provincial, conservative, tiny little place. And I get down to this park, and I have maybe a beer with me. So probably all these people think I drink all the time, which is untrue. Every time I drink, it's like when I have a beer in my hand, go down to the park. But you know, I get down there and sing. I'm having a good time, you know, but I can feel the censure, you know. I can feel the vibration saying, that guy's crazy, he's a lunatic. Not only does he sing to himself, but he talks to himself all the time. I don't call the police, nobody says anything to me because I am connected to one of the oldest families in town. And I may not do anything really bad, you know, I just talk to myself and I dance around, do some singing. But I can tell they're thinking, you know, he's not our sort. And I realize I'm not anybody's sort. You know, I think, what am I doing here? I have no idea. When I go to Italy, I think, what am I doing here? I have no idea. Italy's a nice place. The Italians are children in many ways. Their bureaucracy's a mess. And, but you know, I walk around and I go, what am I doing here? I'm saying that here too. What am I doing here? All this stuff is going on. It has nothing to do with me. I walk around through it. I just walk through it. And I keep trying to understand, what am I doing here? And meanwhile, I have this vibration that someone is coming to meet me. Don't know who it is, where they're coming from. And it's going to change my existence a little bit. And then I realize that my existence is going to be changed soon anyway because I'm waiting. I'm waiting all the time for this change that's coming. I have no idea what it is, but I know it's coming. And once it does, my whole life, whatever's been before, is going to be different. And maybe everything else will be the same. I don't know, but I won't be. And until then, I just like kind of move through this like a ghost. You know, I wander around late at night, 5, 6 in the morning, you know, singing to myself in the streets. I like it late at night. There's nobody there. And I'm going, you know what? There I am. And I'm burning time on the wrong side of the clock. You know, that's why there's no land of lack of sleep, land of lack of food, because those things don't happen in that time zone. And I'm going, I'm wandering around in the night. Nobody there. And I'm going, what am I doing? Where am I going? I have no idea. Up and down, back and forth, into the house yesterday. What am I doing? Where am I going? I have no idea. And it just goes on like that, okay? Now, for a while, I thought I knew it was going to happen in the world. I had some idea about Iran, different things. But as it turned out, every prediction I ever made was wrong, because I'm not a seer. And then I realized most of the predictions everybody else ever made were wrong, too. And I realized I don't know anything about where the world's going now. I have no idea how it's going to end up, where it's headed. But she's going to do its thing. And but for all this time, I thought, you know, it's going to go this way. It's going to happen like this, you know. And by this time, that'll happen. And then this will happen. And then all this will fall apart. Then there'll be huge mob scenes and crazy guys in black uniforms with all kinds of like sonic rays. There'll be people howling in the street. There'll be all kinds of high winds and stuff, you know. Basically the way it is in Hollywood already. And, you know, there it goes. But I realize I don't know a damn thing. I know nothing. I'm never ever likely to know anything. And that's fine, you know? I can't tell you what a comfort it is. I mean, I used to think I knew stuff. I think I was a terrible name dropper, bit of a pseudo-intellectual. Read all the Western philosophers and all their names on a first-name basis. Thank God I don't know them personally. I'm very boring people. And used to know all their names, what they thought, what they were talking about. And I thought it was very intelligent of me to know everything they were talking about. And I didn't really know much of anything, and neither did they. And then I took LSD, and man, in a moment, in an instant, my whole life changed. All that stuff became totally irrelevant, meant nothing. And I went to the East, and the East has always been my friend. And well, here I am today, and I don't know what I'm doing. I don't mean it negatively or bad or anything. I just have no idea. One day comes, the next day comes, go down the street, come up the street. I move through life, go around life. I can double back through life, and next thing I know, I'm here. Right now, I'm doing a radio show, I think, and I have no idea where I'm going. I have no idea of what I'm doing. I have no idea of who I am. Some idea. I know how I present myself, probably some kind of a camouflage chimera of, what I call a front presentation that I operate behind, or whatever is operating me operates behind, you know, like the little guy in a gigantic forklift. Anyway, that's kind of how it is. And I have a feeling it's like that for a lot of people. You know, we just keep going. Where are we going? We have no idea. We just keep right on going, headed somewhere. Where is that? I don't know. People buy a house, they have a family. They live for a while. One dies, another dies. A few disappear, then they're all gone. No house, everything's gone. Next thing you know, they're reincarnated somewhere around the globe. Can't remember anything about who they were. And they just go right on as if nothing ever happened at all. And that's basically where everybody on this planet is. They came from somewhere doing something else, and now they're here doing another thing or the same thing once again, repeating themselves because there are no corners, and they keep circling around because they're going in circles. And I think I've come full circle, sort of. I had nothing to say today. I really apologize for that. I tried. I filled up the time. Oh, there's something useful here. If there is, I have no idea what it is. But, you know, I don't always have to be relevant, make sense, or even be worth listening to. All I have to do is do the radio show. No, I'm just joking. And so, of course, I did it. You know, I hope James will look favorably upon me. I'll try not to be such a complete loser in the future. And, you know, I'm hoping tomorrow, after I've had like a lot of sleep, and I even had a little food earlier. Very strange thing. It was like something I used to do, but I forgot what it was or how, when, you know, whatever. Anyway, I look like the thin man. And that's pretty cool, too, because I like being thin. And, well, you know, forget all that. I'll see you next week if there is one. And I want you all to just really be well. I want the Almighty to look after you. And that's only going to happen if you allow the Almighty to do that. In the meantime, well, heck, I'm out of here. So that pretty much means aloha and aru!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.